when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
How can you not smile when you hear When Love Goes Astray? Hello again. It's another beautiful Friday in New York, just afternoon. A great time to talk about divorce. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. We have no guest today. The guests will be coming on future shows, and I'm really very excited about them. But for now, it's just you and me. Feel free to call in with questions, comments, or concerns about today's topic, or anything else that might strike your fancy in this wonderful world of divorce. The number, as always, 877-480-4120. Today, we are going to address a topic that was suggested by one of our listeners. That topic is divorce and self-esteem. I'm going to give you a little disclaimer now. I am only a divorce lawyer and a divorce litigant. I have no training in self-esteem. I have no training in psychology. So what does a good lawyer do when he hits a topic he doesn't have training for? Research. TGFTI, thank God for the internet, and TGFTJ, thank God for the Johnsons. That would be Dr. Sue Johnson, who has written Hold Me Tight about preserving relationships, and Dr. Spencer Johnson, who wrote the famous Who Moved My Cheese, a book I literally started this morning and finished before the show started. I have to tell you, both books are required reading for anyone and everyone in life. And certainly, before you start a relationship, you should read Sue Johnson's book. And if you think that there may be change in your life, that there should be change in your life, or if change is thrust upon you, you need to read Who Moved My Cheese. It won't take you more than an hour. It's unbelievable. It's great. It's simple, and it explains it. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that during the show today. The main issue I see is, particularly with divorce and self-esteem, is one of change. Where once we were part of a unit, and I won't say half, just part of a team, and how well the teamwork worked depends upon the quality of your relationship, we're now alone. Going through a divorce, you have been part of a unit, and now you're by yourself. How we view ourselves in this new context is what self-esteem is all about. My friend Karen McMahon, who is a divorce coach, says, and this is a mantra I will probably repeat several times during this hour, what we think controls what we feel, and what we feel controls how we act. It's pretty heavy stuff. Think about it again. What we think, those thoughts that say, I can't do this, or she hates me, or I'm alone, controls what you feel. I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm depressed. And those feelings control how you behave in the world. So if you take it down to simple thoughts, Peter Pan said, think happy thoughts. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale wrote a whole book about the power of positive thinking. I know, easier said than done. You've experienced or are starting to experience one of the true traumas anyone can experience, second only to the death of a child. You've heard your spouse tell you it's all your fault. You feel betrayed. Even me, you feel small. Even me at 6'4" has felt small. You feel alone. You feel responsible. Again, what we think controls what we feel, and what we feel controls how we act. All the literature says you have to focus on what's good. For someone like me who needs to write things down, make a list of your positive attributes, your successes, your goals, your aspirations. What are you good at? Write that down. Remember what people, other than your spouse, of course, have complimented you on. Remember what you truly enjoy. Now, if you remember the show, or the show is actually, when I had the personal trainer on, he had the mantra, I am a god, I am sexy. That is actually a pretty easy mantra to follow up on. You cut out the garbage food in your diet, you start going to the gym. And once you realize that by doing, by acting, you'll become a god or a goddess, and you will feel sexy. It all starts with thought. Remember, what we think controls what we feel. So you can either have the positive thoughts, I can do this, I'm good at this, I like to sing, I like to do comedy. Some people would say I'm not so good at it. As opposed to, I can't hit a golf ball 300 yards. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's negative thinking. And that is going to doom you in, doom your self-esteem, your self-respect. As Carole King so elegantly stated, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people are going to treat you better. You notice I'm not singing. You're going to find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. I got to tell you, I do that every morning to that guy in the mirror. Of course, some days I've had a good feeling for a minute or an hour before my divorce and its aftermath have gotten the better of me. In fact, after one of my shows, a good friend of mine called me up and said, listen to your show today. You sounded like you were ready to slit your wrists. Well, with my family history, and we talked a little bit about that last week, and we'll talk a little later today, I didn't find that a funny joke. But obviously, my thoughts controlled my feelings, controlled my behavior on the air. I am not going to slit my wrists. I have too many people depending on me. And when I recite those lyrics, I actually sing those lyrics. Sometimes the good feeling has lasted throughout the day. I have that little conversation with myself every day right before I say, I am a god, I am sexy. We will talk more about this in a little while. We are here on Talking Alternative. I am Larry Bloom, and you are listening to The Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212 212- 865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man flow. They follow each other on the wind.
That, of course, is Michael Jackson singing Man in the Mirror. One of the things you will notice today is that the music is going to be a little bit different. We started with When Love Goes Astray. We will, of course, end with Happy Trails. But the music in the middle will be a little bit different from Love Stinks and that ilk. During the break, a listener called in, didn't want to go on the air, but made the following suggestion. Contact five of your good friends and ask them to say something that you're good at. And you know what? They will say things that you may not remember about yourself or you don't consciously think about yourself. It's a great exercise, and it's something that I would recommend. Okay, we talked about my conversations with the man in the mirror. And some days I feel good for a little while. Some days I don't feel good at all. I have, like everybody else, I have a bad days. But other than certain days of despair, I try not to string too many of them together. Each day is a new day, and it's full of possibilities. What we think controls what we feel, and what we feel controls how we act. So what else should we do to improve our self-esteem, other than carrying on conversations with yourself that, if anyone else heard, might send you to a mental asylum? Particularly in a divorce, let go of the past. You cannot have a future if the anchor to the past is pulling you underwater. It's okay to say ouch when you experience pain, physical, emotional, or whatever. But don't let that pain transform itself into fear. Don't let it paralyze you. I got an email from a listener today and wanted me to address in this topic of self-esteem the differences between the one who wants out of a relationship and the one who has been left. And she writes in, although I have been in that position, have not been in that position, excuse me, being a widow, I would think that the one getting hurt loses all his self-esteem and continues questioning what he or she did wrong or what is wrong with them that their spouse wants out. The insecurity of going on to the next relationship would have to be terrible. If you're always wondering if the next person is going to walk out on you, always doubting yourself. Love is a wonderful thing, she writes, but marriage is the hardest job in town. I'll make it a little simpler. But a relationship is the hardest job in town. If you want to maintain a relationship, and you've all of us who've gone through divorce or about to go through divorce or have long ago gone through a divorce, understands that hard job of maintaining a marriage was not one we successfully completed. And then again, after a divorce or the death of a spouse, again, I'm reading from the listener's email, you wonder if you could ever have that feeling of touching and companionship again. Hopefully you can find someone else worthy of what you have to offer. Life is short. Enjoy every day. To be loved and to love is one of the greatest gifts you can give and one of the greatest gifts you can receive. Man, my listeners are smart, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah.
Real smart people. You know, if the divorce wasn't your idea, don't say that you will never trust again, you will never love again. Don't say, you know, look, I heard it through my marriage. The three words that ring in my ears every time I have a bad day. It was all my fault. I'll never meet anyone. I'll die alone. Give me a break. That's the person who hates me the most in the world is saying that. And I should not be the person in the world, anywhere near the person in the world that hates myself so much. Instead, try to tell yourself, it just didn't work out this time. I've learned some more things about myself and how I act in a relationship. I know what traits are acceptable in a partner, what traits are negotiable, and what are deal breakers. Now, again, everybody listening knows I use this forum as self-therapy. So when I re-entered the dating pool, I had two deal breakers, just two. If a woman wanted babies or she didn't have a job, that was enough to send me running. I was open to anything else. Anything else was negotiable. But after 2 years of this, being back in the dating pool with the sharks, one of which is me. Unfortunately, I seem to be the most danger to myself. I realized that I was either kidding myself about those two deal breakers or just plain naive. I have likes and I have dislikes in myself and in potential relationship partners. And I am learning more about myself every single day. Am I perfect? A lot of people would say no. And of course, I'm not perfect. But I am sexy. I am a god. My mistakes don't paralyze me. At least not today, anyway. Talk to me tomorrow. Let me offer you the following from Woman's World magazine. The language is not one I would use, but I think you'll get the idea. At least the end of the, say to yourself, you are kind, capable, smart, and strong. You've got your own special brand of beauty and a unique blend of great qualities. No one can match that. Go ahead and stand a little taller today. You are fabulous. Fabulous is not a word I usually use, but you get the gist. So what do you do? I know we're up against the break. Let me at least start. First, let go of perfection. I know for myself, I strive to be perfect, which of course is a self-defeating prophecy. You can't help but be disappointed when you're just plain human and fallible. The way I have practiced law, I use the, if you guys remember junior high math, I use the following three-pronged syllogism. How's that for a word? One, all human beings are capable of making mistakes. Two, judges are human beings. Three, that's why there are appellate courts. Yet when it comes to myself, I am like Hebrew National. I hold myself to a higher standard. I have believed that I should not make mistakes, which of course is an invitation for my self-esteem to be vulnerable. Perfection means making a list of imagined shoulds and musts. If you're going to make a change in your life, think of it as, I have a preference, I have a choice, I have a desire. Don't make an absolute. Don't say, I couldn't meet perfection, so I am a failure. The cheese has moved. Again, you read, Who Moved My Cheese, and you will understand that, and we will talk a little bit more about that. We're going to a break now. Please come back. We'll talk about making changes. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
Words to live by, words I use every single day. Carole King, the name of the song is Beautiful. We're talking about divorce and self-esteem. If you have any questions, comments, or want to just talk, the number here is 877-480-4120. Make changes. That's a good way to improve your self-esteem following a divorce. One of my favorite corny old jokes, and, you know, sorry, my children, but I'm going to tell it. Man says to the doctor, "Doc, it hurts when I do this." Doctor responds, Don't do that. The universal truth of that is what makes it funny. In my case, I am in a rut where I keep valuing myself based upon some extrinsic factor over which I have little control, such as my gross receipts for the week or the relationship I'm currently in. That is, and particularly in a recession and being vulnerable after a marriage, those are automatic setups for disappointment, which in turn lowers my self-esteem. It's like I keep telling my doctor that it hurts when I bang my head against the wall and then keep on doing it. So your marriage ended. So your relationship failed. So what? Worrying and rehashing it and beating yourself up over it causes the negative feeling that creates the quicksand of procrastination. Remember what I said before. What you think controls what you feel. What you feel controls how you act. Take small bites. You're not going to lose 50 pounds overnight. That is an overwhelming and burdensome expectation and one doomed to failure. Rather, and I'm going to use the weight analogy again, give yourself a series of reachable goals. Think about each 5 pounds as a goal in and of itself. Then you will feel success at having reached an interim goal rather than the failure of being still far away from that unrealistic original goal. It truly is one day at a time. To use the weight analogy once again, each day you can say to yourself, I didn't have dessert, or I spent an hour in the gym, or I made it to the gym 2 days in a row. Those are things that will help you feel better about yourself on a daily basis. And we have a listener. Dave is on line one. Hello, Dave.
Hi, am I on the radio?
You are on the radio.
Am I on the computer?
Actually, you're on the internet.
I'm on the internet.
You are on the internet.
Nice. I love listening to you. I feel that every week as I'm barricaded in my office that you're talking to me, Mr. Bloom, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. I try to, I talk to this microphone and to Sam here as if I'm talking to one person at a time, hopefully to many different people, but certainly to one person at a time. So thank you. I appreciate that.
I think next Friday I'm going to get a glass of wine and some cheese and pretend I'm sitting here having a conversation. But this is the point that I wanted to make. I think that we tend to look at marriage as if the only judge of success is if you die while you're still in it. If you live long enough to die in your marriage, then you've had a successful marriage by all standards.
Or your spouse dies.
God forbid. I don't want to.
Without an evil eye.
Exactly. But if you die during your marriage, then at your funeral, they can say you were a terrific guy, that you meant you were a good father, and you had a lifelong marriage. You died in your marriage, but it's a terrible measure. I think a good measure is if your marriage is fundamentally unsound and you make it 10 years, that's not bad. If you survived a bad pairing, it's like you went into the basketball, you had a lousy team in the NCAA basketball championships, yet you make it to the quarterfinals.
That's a good year.
But we're judged by that standard. We're judged as if it was a failure. In fact, many marriages are kind of like these poor miners underground in Chile. They're in there. They're buried under there. And it takes a massive effort or a good attorney or some mazel to somehow dig themselves out of it.
True.
That's me. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, fair enough. I understand. You're talking about making it through till you die. I recall the last fight I had with my mother before she died. It was about my brother's tombstone. My brother had predeceased my mother. So when I talk about the traumas being loss of a child, my mother experienced that trauma. And, of course, my mother decided she was in control of everything. I don't know if you knew my mother, but she, you know, she's the little voice that goes off in my head all the time.
I'm sure she was. I'm sure she was a wonderful woman.
She was. And she decided that my brother's tombstone should read, "Beloved son, beloved father, beloved husband, beloved brother." And I responded, first of all, I was his only, you know, I'm his only sibling. I don't need it for me. Don't put it on. Then I said, and he was divorced. How do you put beloved husband on a tombstone of somebody who was divorced? And my mother had an answer, because she has an answer for everything. That answer was, his children are going to come see his tombstone, and it should say that he was a beloved husband.
Okay.
Well, at that point, Dave, I realized that my mother had already told me she was being cremated, and that I was never going to have a tombstone to go see.
Well, you know what I said at that point? You can still get a tombstone.
I know that too, and that's for another topic for another day, but suffice it to say, when I realized that my mother didn't really care whether I had a tombstone to visit, that her statement about her son's children having a tombstone to visit was silly, and at that point I said, you know what, Ma, anything you want.
But that's also the same point. In that, for your mother's peace of mind, for your mother's mental health, she wanted that on there. So she could judge him as a good husband, even though the marriage was a failure, had ended badly. I don't know. We put all this stuff on there. We're so anxious to project all this stuff onto everybody that walks by. It's amazing we can make it through a crowd going to the subway because we're so busy projecting our stuff onto everybody else. And the truth is, if you have a tough marriage and your kids survive and you survive and your spouse survives to go on to live another life, there's some success there.
That's true. I know that in my divorce and in my marriage before that, my wife and I didn't agree on anything, with one exception. Major issues about the kids. So we were always on the same page about that. And that allows us to co-parent. And I think that we are both very good parents, although we were not very good spouses.
Right.
Dave, you got anything else you want to tell me?
I'm good. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. And thank you so much for listening.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Dave calling on line one. Do we have a line two that people could call up? We have a line two, so even if you have someone talking to me on the phone, you can still call in because we have a line two. That number is the same, 877-480-4120. We will be back in a couple minutes. We're going to talk more about making changes to develop your self-esteem following a divorce here on TalkingAlternative.com. I am Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello. I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Is lack of capital or credit keeping you up at night? The Show Me the Money Conference is coming to the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East 45th Street in Manhattan on November 3rd. This is the best business networking opportunity to meet potential investors and lenders and get answers from our expert panel of business and financial advisors. For more information, call 646-619-8091 or online at Rosado Accounting, that's R-O-S-A-D-O accounting.com/showmethemoney.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you think I'm sexy? Says Rod Stewart. I am sexy. I am a god, and I am making changes. I am following, not following, I am anticipating a move of the cheese, and I am trying to find that cheese. Your life isn't perfect. God knows mine isn't. If you binge, we were talking about before the phone call, we were talking about taking small bites and using the weight analogy. If you binge, and everybody does, whether it be on food, liquor, drugs, or my personal favorites, people and self-pity, then just feel it for the day and say that tomorrow is another day and start all over again. In Alcoholics Anonymous, they make a big deal about milestones of not drinking for X number of days. But you know what? If there's a misstep and they have a drink, tomorrow is simply a new day one. And as I sit here now today, having recently binged on people on self-pity, I recognize that it is not only day five. Actually, it isn't day five. It's about day 10. Since I last beat myself up, but it's also day one again. Every day is a new day, and it's one. You got to celebrate your successes. If you don't celebrate yourself, how could you expect anyone to celebrate you? One of the many annoyances people find with me, including my children and my former spouse, is my love of Christmas music. I must admit, I can get a little bit carried away with it. In fact, one of my biggest lacks of perfection, is my failure to do anything in moderation. So, I dive when I When I give my heart completely. I don't even know what song that is, but you get the idea. So one of the things I'm working on now with small goals about not obsessing. I'm doing that one day at a time. Anyway, I was talking about holiday songs. One of my favorite sappy holiday songs is Kenny Loggins' Celebrate Me Home. Again, it's a simple truth. No one will ever celebrate you if you don't celebrate yourself. So in the words of Michael Jackson, make that change. As Dr. Spencer Johnson says about Who Moved My Cheese, change happens. They keep moving the cheese. So we anticipate change. Get ready for the cheese to move. Monitor the cheese. This is a good one. Smell the cheese often. So you know when it's getting old. So you know when it's getting stale. So you know when it's getting moldy. Adapt to change quickly. The quicker you let go of the old cheese, that rotten, smelly stuff, the sooner you can enjoy new cheese. Change. We talked about change. Move with the cheese. Enjoy the cheese. Savor the adventure and enjoy the taste of new cheese. Be ready to change quickly and enjoy it again and again because they keep moving the cheese. What is the cheese? Well, to mice, cheese is the end all. That's their ultimate goal. Cheese for us human beings are an ideal relationship, an ideal life, an ideal career. And you know what? Things happen. Most things are not within your power, and you have to be adaptable. Again, that's something I learned just this morning in a book that I read in its entirety just this morning. It is not a big commitment. Read the book. Read Sue Johnson's book, Hold Me Tight. As a matter of fact, I've been exchanging emails with Sue, and I hope to have her on the show in November. Another thing you should do is surround yourself with positive people. You have friends. One of my flip statements has always been that one of the benefits of a bad marriage is a lot of good friendships. Rely on your friends. They love you. There are, of course, people who will only see the negative. You'll love them too, but I mean, the truth is, you got to limit your contact with those people. You're not going to change that. In fact, in a marriage, in a relationship, in a friendship, there's only one person you are capable of changing, and that's yourself. So if somebody is going to drag you down, is going to be that anchor that's causing you to drown in your own lack of self-esteem, drop the anchor. Limit your contact. They're not going to help you create a positive environment for your own healing. Now, let's face it, I'm a man. And some friends, and most men, see an issue as an invitation to problem solve. I know that if I say something to my best friend, he will simply look for a solution. The problem is, I don't want a solution, which is what many women say. I don't want a solution. All I want to, and the truth is that there's no easy solution to any of these problems, or I wouldn't have raised them. What I want, and what I have found easier to obtain from women than I have from men, is empathy. I want to be heard. Look, your true friends will always see the best in you. They will hug you when you need it. They will dry your tears. They will kick you in the ass when you need it. When they give you a compliment, they mean it. So believe them. And don't be afraid to give a compliment back or do something nice for someone else. By taking the focus off yourself and bringing happiness to someone else, you will naturally feel better and boost your own self-esteem. I didn't make that one up. I actually read that. And guys, when your male friends are ragging on you, remember, if they didn't love you, they would simply not bother with you at all. Ragging or giving you the business or whatever you want to call it is just their way of saying, I love you. But guys, don't say, I love you to other guys, which is just not done. Okay, whether you're a man or a woman, the divorce process, and hopefully this will be a little less so with the enactment, the effective date of the no-fault divorce coming this Tuesday, October 12th. But the divorce process creates an avalanche of self-esteem issues, regardless of whether you are the one who left or you the one who was left. The bad feelings can spiral out of control. So when we come back, I want to talk about the things you can do. All right. The first thing you do is you take a deep breath. And then you take some of the things that I have culled from the literature. And we are going to come. Well, I got another minute. So let me give you number one. Talk to someone, whether it be a professional or a friend, whether by a biased or unbiased person. Although I would suggest that you talk with someone who will provide you with the empathy you need. Empathy is important. I would not go to my best friend because he is trying to solve the problem. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about honesty as a way of boosting your own self-esteem. The number here, 877-480-4120. We are at talkingalternative.com, and I am Larry Bloom here on the Divorce Hour.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes. And join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Each and every face, come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself.
Kenny Loggins, Celebrate Me Home. I mentioned the song, Sam plays it. As always, if I sound good, thanks, Sam. If I sound lousy, it's my fault. Okay, we're talking about things you can do. The literature says be honest. They always say, be honest with those around you. I personally think that the first step is to be honest with yourself. Realize where you compromised when maybe you shouldn't have. Realize what you don't like in yourself, what happened, and then act to improve it. Another thing you can do is keep a journal, or in my case, host the radio show. It really helps in organizing the chaos that usually rattles around one's head, particularly during the trying times of a divorce. Get to know yourself again. Remember what you like to do before you became part of a couple, and then do it again. Like yourself. I can't tell you how important that is. Like yourself. You are the most important factor in your own happiness. If you don't like yourself, again, if you don't like yourself, nobody's going to like you. Don't put yourself down. You might actually end up believing the negative. I think that as a result of what I've learned in just preparing for this show, I will do my best to refrain from the self-deprecating humor that has been my trademark. Maybe yes, maybe no. But, you know, you got to accept you for you. And don't compare yourself to others. You can always find someone who does something better than you do. But just accept what you are. Try to make improvements. Again, small steps leading up to big steps. But, you know, take it one day at a time. Start making full use of your abilities. You know, when you've been in a marriage, in my case, I was in a marriage for 25 years, there were certain things that were not my responsibility. There were certain things that I liked to do that I didn't do because my wife didn't like them. Dig a little deeper into yourself and figure out what your talents are. And then go with that. Another favorite of mine is view your mistakes as learning experiences. Realize what happened and choose to learn that the old ways may not work and explore new alternatives. For me, I have learned that if you give your heart and soul to someone, it can be overwhelming. It is so much better if the two of you can share your heart and soul with each other. I have so much more to say on this topic, and we're going to talk about it next week. One of the things I did want to mention, because it's a lead-in for something else, help someone else. Don't complain about being alone for a holiday. Go work in a soup kitchen. Or go on the suicide prevention walk with me in 2 weeks from Sunday, October 24th. As I mentioned previously, when my brother passed away, he passed away at his own hand. It was so traumatic for me for a variety of reasons, including the fact that I was the one who discovered his body. This is a subject that is so near and dear to me that I want to share it with my listeners, my friends, my relatives, the world. For more information, you can call me at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. I want to remind you that this is your show too. I have selected topics that I know that I want to know about as a person going through a divorce. If you have a topic that you want to discuss, email me, call me. Remember, today's topic was suggested by a listener. I am open to new ideas and to new cheese, and I love the research. I also want to remind you that if you like what you hear, don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everyone you know and everyone you meet about this show and about the entire Talking Alternative family. Enjoy the week. Be sure that you stay tuned to my friend Tony Martinetti, who will be coming up next. Love yourself. Enjoy your children and everything around you. Enjoy this beautiful weekend we're going to have here in New York. I will see you again right here on the radio next week. I am Larry Bloom. This has been the Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Beep, beep, name, beep. Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.